I faced her again, wary. Something in her manner had changed, and it was setting off all my alarm bells.
"Find the word of Kemler," she said.
Then she turned, dark skirts flaring, one hand resting negligently upon her sword, and started to leave. "Hey," I choked. "That's it?"
"That's it,"
she said, without turning. "Wait a minute," I said. She paused. "What the hell is the word of Kemler?"
"A trail."
"Leading to what?" I asked.
"Power."
"And you want it?"
"Yes."
"And you want me to find it?"
"Yes. Alone. Tell no one of our agreement or what you are doing."
I took in a slow breath. "What happens if I tell you to go to hell?" Mavra silently lifted a single arm. There was a photo between two of her desiccated fingers, and even in the moonlight I could see that it was of Murphy. "I'll stop you," I said. "And if I don't, I'll come after you. If you hurt her, I'll kill you so hard your last 10 victims will make miraculous recoveries."
"I won't have to touch her," she said. "I'll send the evidence to the police. The mortal authorities will prosecute her."
"You can't do that," I said. "Wizards and vampires may be at war, but we leave the mortals out of it. Once you get mortal authorities involved, the council will do it as well. And then the Reds. You could escalate matters into global chaos."
"If I intended to employ the mortal authorities against you, perhaps," Mavra said. "You are White Council."
My stomach twisted with sudden, sickened understanding. I was a member of the White Council of Wizards, a solid citizen of the supernatural realms. But Murphy wasn't.
"The protector of the people," Mavra all but purred. "The defender of the law will find herself a convicted murderer, and her only explanation would make her sound like a madwoman. She is prepared to die in battle, wizard, but I won't merely kill her. I will unmake her. I will destroy the labor of her life and her heart."
"You bitch," I said.
"Of course."
She looked at me over her shoulder.
"And unless you are prepared to unmake mortal civilization, or at least enough of it to impose your will upon it, there is nothing you can do to stop me."
Fury exploded somewhere in my chest and rolled out through my body and thoughts in a red fire. Mouse rolled forward toward Mavra a step, shaking the mist around us with a rising growl, and I didn't realize at first that he was following my lead.
"Like hell there isn't," I snarled. "If I hadn't agreed to a truce, I would..."
Mavra's corpse-yellow teeth appeared in a ghastly smile.
"Kill me in my tracks, wizard. But it will do you no good. Unless I put a halt to it, the pictures and other evidence will be sent to the police. And I will do so only once I am satisfied with your retrieval of the word of Kemler. Find it. Bring it to me before 3 midnights hence, and I will turn over the evidence to you. You have my word."
She dropped the photo of Murphy, and some kind of purple, nauseating light played over it for a second as it fell to the ground. There was the acrid smell of scorched chemicals. When I looked back up at Mavra, there was no one there. I walked slowly over to the fallen photo, struggling to slap my anger aside quick enough to reach out with my supernatural senses. I didn't feel any of Mavra's presence anywhere near me, and over the next several seconds, my dog's growls died down to low, wary sounds of uncertainty, and then to silence. While I wasn't quite certain of all the details, Mouse wasn't your average dog, and if Mouse didn't sense lurking bad guys, it was because there weren't any bad guys lurking. The vampire was gone. I picked up the photo. Murphy's picture had been marred. The dark energy had left scorch marks in the shape of numbers over Murphy's face. A phone number. Cute. My righteous fury kept on fading, and I missed it. Once it was gone, there was going to be only sick worry and fear left in its place. If I didn't work for one of the worst of the bad guys I've ever dealt with, Murphy would get hung out to dry. Said bad guy was after power and was on a deadline to boot. If Mavra needed something that soon, it meant that some kind of power struggle was about to go down, and 3 midnights hence meant Halloween night. Aside from ruining my birthday, it meant that black magic was going to be brought into play sometime soon. And at this time of year, that could only mean one thing. Necromancy. I stood there in the boneyard, staring down at my grave, and started shivering, partly from the cold. I felt very alone. Mouse exhaled a breath that was not quite a whimper of distress and leaned against me. Come on, boy, I told him. Let's get you home. No sense in more than one of us getting involved with this.